If you could wear something 1 hour a day that helps your brain feel clearer, calmer, and more focused without meds, apps, or complicated setup, would you try it? Because today we're talking about Blue Vibe, and their first production run already sold out. So Mark Fox is here. He's the founder of Resona Health, and he's here to break down what Blue Vibe is and what it does and how amazing it is. And without further ado, we'll get into it because I don't want to spill the secret. How's it going, Mark? It's so good to have you back.
Oh, thank you for having me again. Yeah, things are going great. So, hey, you mentioned Blue Vibe. So it's in the family of products that we already have, and that Vibe is a PEMF device, right? And that's the first product that we came out with. And then the vagus nerve pendant is the Vega Vibe. I think it's the one you probably have around your neck.
Yeah, the one
That's
I got around my neck.
yeah, and that one. The reason I invented that one is the vagus nerve. When I started to learn more and more about the vagus nerve, I was like, got really excited about it. I was actually watching like a TED conference or YouTube, I'm not sure which one, but I was listening to a doctor talk and they said, hey, the vagus nerve comes down, your brain down both sides of your neck, it clusters around your heart, and then it goes to all the organs. And then it's the main communication between your organs and your brain. It goes back and forth. But when I got my attention, it was like, oh, build a piece of jewelry so it can sit right over the heart where that vagus nerve cluster is at. So my intent was to build it smaller than it is, but it actually took some crazy invention engineering to get it as small, as light as it even is to put out that much power. Now, it looks like it's heavy, but it only weighs 1 ounce. I mean, the chain
Bro,
you
it's
got
not
with
heavy
it,
at all.
not
Yeah,
heavy at
usually I
all.
have it shoved down my shirt, but I was wearing it out so that people could see it. But I love it. It's so good. It calms me right down if I'm anxious, if my body's ramped up, if the parasympathetic nervous system is like not in rest and relax mode. I put this on and it just automatically tunes me down, and it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, it works for a vast majority of people. So those are both PEMF devices. The Vega Vibe actually has some technology in it that it doesn't matter which way it lays on. You may not even know this. Lay it on your chest, you're getting the same 360. It can lay any way it wants to, and you get the same effect. But the one you asked about was Blue Vibe. So Blue Vibe is the next thing that's combining. So it's PEMF, like all of our diet devices, but it also has blue light. So it's a combination, it's a dual effectiveness where it's PEMF and blue light. And where part of the genesis comes from was MIT discovered probably about 8 or 10 years ago now that 40 hertz reverses plaque in the brain. They did it by accident. They were studying something completely different. And they just had literally like a Walmart rope light that they were flickering at 40 hertz in a box with mice. And so they noticed when they cut the mice's brain up, the stuff that the plaque had disappeared or greatly reduced. So they're like, So, and 40 hertz, I actually talked to the guys at MIT a couple, two, three times about this. And I said, 40 hertz, if you had to pick a magic frequency, it's probably 40 hertz for inflammation and a number of different things. So that was my idea, was to look at the meridians. So there's a meridian on the inside of your wrist and one on the back of your neck. There's a two that you could get energy into the body a lot easier. So we designed it that way, where it's got a watch band if you want to wear it on the inside of your wrist. Or like you said, like I said, you go like this, you just kind of. What is different though about this, the magnetic field itself doesn't have to touch the skin. This one you want to touch the skin because of the light. So you just
Got
kind of
it.
go like that. And so that's how you wear it. We're just now finishing up clinical trials on it. what we've had people age 53 to 82, I think. So they wore it for on average 1 hour a day, some people a little less, some a little more, for 6 weeks. So we had them do a cognitive impairment survey. So it was called PROMIS, PROMIS. It's a long acronym that I can't remember exactly what it stands for, but it's like 25, 24 questions or something of, basically, are you forgetting things? Do you misplace stuff? Do you, typical questions with cognitive impairment. And the amazing part is we have 100% success rate. that 100% of the people have shown improvement. Actually, today I have some more data that came in. I haven't even looked at it yet because I've been too busy paying our affiliates because we're growing so fast in the affiliate world. It takes me all day to pay them at the first of the month. But in any event, yeah, I haven't even looked at today's data, but if it's, you know, going to be still 100% or where we've dropped off from that, but I'm assuming it'll still be 100. And in the medical world, and we're not, again, I'm a rocket scientist, I'm not a doctor, we don't treat, diagnose, cure anything, but in the medical world, a P factor of 0.05 or less in any study means it's statistically significant. So for whatever reason, the medical world likes to be fancy and they want to use statistics backwards because the rest of the world would say, hey, there's a 95% chance that it worked. And instead, the medical world will say, there's less than a 5% chance that it's due to chance alone and not the intervention. So anything below 0.05 is statistically significant, and we're at 0.00007, something like that today, and or 0.02. So flipping that around, that comes out to like, there's one in four, everyone says one in a million. Well, it's actually 1 in 4.5 million chance that it is to chance. So yeah, we're super excited about it. Like you said, we've sold out of them really quick. We didn't have a large production run. We got all kinds of wholesalers and doctors and stuff, you know, all excited about it because of the data. And so, yeah.
Yeah, Mark, remind me, tell us like what the problem is you're trying to solve with this. What is it you're focusing on? What does the Blue Vibe solve?
Cognitive impairment, mostly from aging. So we can't.
So is it, does that include stuff like brain fog and stress and focus, or are you seeing memory improvement? What are you seeing in these studies?
All of that. So
yeah,
what I want to say, which I can't, we've got to be careful, is dementia and Alzheimer's is like, okay, what we want to go for, because that's getting a lot more trouble because that's a, you know, medical condition. Backing right up a little bit, MCI is moderate cognitive impairment, MCI. Moderate cognitive impairment is what we're going after. So it's all
like
the things.
Forgetfulness. We can say that. Being forgetful.
Being forgetful. I lose my keys. I don't remember why I walked in the room. I was going to do something. Now I don't remember.
What's all my grandchild's name again? Yeah, stuff like that. Yes. Got it.
All the things that scare everybody, you know, as we age, right? As I, you know, nobody wants to be a burden on their kids. So those type of things. So that's what it's targeting, is just the, and part of why I got excited. I mean, and I'm sure some of your listeners have had this in their circle of life as well, that you have, you know, I have friends who quit their careers to take care of their parents because they just didn't want to send them to home. So that's me. I'm 64 years old. I'm the younger end of the baby boomers, right? So there's a whole bunch of us still coming that, that's what I'm hoping it prevents. Don't know. We can't really prove that because that's a super hard thing to prove if there's prevention at all. And it's a super hard claim to make because you got to have all kinds of control studies of people that did it and didn't do it, right? The only thing you can do really is measure cognitive impairment, you know, self-reported or reported by, in several cases, was reported by the caregiver, whether it was the kids or a nurse or somebody that was taking care of the person. So, and again, we have a wide range of ages, male and female, but that's what it's going after, is just slowing down the aging, right? And the things, the bad things that come with aging as far as mental capacity and capability. So that's the main target.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think so many more people are feeling mentally tired or scattered these days, even when they're doing the right things?
You know, I don't even know if you know this. I had my latest book's called Go Find Joy. It's became an Amazon bestseller, and it was all around anxiety. And anxiety is the number one ailment in all people and pets across the world, in every continent, in every culture. And because of this, I think it's weird that it's not that well understood, even though it's the most common issue, right?
I agree. Yeah. I was in a bookstore. Sorry to interrupt you, but I was in this little cafe and it was an old bookstore, and I found a book from the 60s on anxiety and what it was. And the light bulb went off. I'm like, I don't think people still understand what it is. You know, it's crazy. Like, they started talking. I mean, there's books on it from all different ages, but yeah, people really don't understand it.
We don't understand it completely and what really causes it. Because, you know, one of the famous quotes, right, from one of the ones I like a lot is from Mark Twain, is like, I've been through some horrible experiences in my life, some which actually happened, right? So there's all of this negative stuff around things that didn't really happen and just worry about them. But it's, so that is one thing that would, that's why I wrote the book on that, was trying to, because what we found out is we have four protocols. One's anxiety on a vibe. One's anxiety. One is a relax and balance. The other one is vagus nerve. And the other one's PTSD. So what we're finding is that power of four, that's what I'm calling it, is anxiety. Sometimes anxiety protocol will make you a little more anxious for whatever reason, for a few amount of people. But if it's anxiety is PTSD or trauma related, then PTSD seems to work better. Vagus nerve seems to be kind of magical. So back to Blue Vibe, though, that I thought was an interesting story, because I got to actually school an MD, MIT professor, okay? Because I said, he goes, what frequencies does your stuff run at? And the vibe runs from 1 to 1,000 hertz. He goes, well, you can't see anything above 40 hertz, right? Like your lights are 60 hertz flickering in your house. I go, right, but you didn't take the rat's eyes open either. So how did the light get in? He goes, we've never figured that out, right? Because the rat wasn't like held in a cage going, trust in me with light shining in his eye. He's walking around free roaming. And I go, well, how did the light get into him then? And he goes, no, we've never figured that out. So I was explaining that to one of my friends who's one of the top pediatric radiologists in the country. And she goes, well, Mark, it's like 2002. We discovered that humans have rods and cones in their skin like you do in your eyes. It's very similar. They're just not as abundant. So that's how the energy is getting back into your skin, is without looking at it. And so that's right. Why this warps in the back of your neck. So I went back to the MIT guys and I told them that, and they go, that's a bunch of BS. That's not true. I'm like, okay, I knew you're going to say that. So here's all the reports. I sent them to him. And then we had a third meeting. He's like, I never knew that. I didn't know that. I heard any research about skin being able to have, quote, light receptors in it. So you don't have to stare at the thing, right? And especially like what I'm wearing right now, it's on the back of my neck. So it's not, I'm not looking at it. And there are some other products out there too that have come out recently, but have come out in the same space in like 40 hertz. We have a light sitting, you know, on your desk and stuff. So it's not the only one, but it's the only device I know of that's both PEMF and light at the same time.
What is the power of that? What does the blue light do?
Let me answer it at a higher level. So when somebody asks, what is PEMF and what does it do? The first thing I try to explain is nothing in the world happens without an energy exchange. So you don't breathe oxygen. You don't fall down and hurt yourself. You don't cook food. You don't make s'mores on a campfire. You don't roast a hot dog. Everything is an energy exchange. So the energy can be transferred a number of ways. One is electrical current. So everyone's familiar with the TENS unit. Electrical current is one way. PEMF is magnetic fields. And an alternating PEMF is going to make an alternating electrical current as well, even though it's very slight. I chose PEMF because it's the most easy to use and it's therapy on the go. So I don't have any wires on me. I just put it in my pocket, wear it around the neck, put it in your bra, whatever. The other way is light, sound, and vibration. So all five of those, right? Electrical current, magnetic fields, light, sound, vibration can transfer energy. Everyone has been sunburned before. That is an energy exchange from light, from the sun. So, and everyone's chanting, you know, people have chanted or meditated or made sounds, or people listen to music, right? And they relax because there's an energy exchange going on. So that's what it's doing. It's an energy exchange. Being that's PEMF and light, my theory was you're getting kind of a dual factor that nobody else has, that is putting energy in the body two different ways at the same time. And to get them synced up so they both oscillate at 40 hertz sounds real easy, like just hook the wires together on the same circuit. But that's what it is. Yeah, and people are going to know what red light therapy is, right? It's like, all right.
I was just thinking about it. I'm like, how is that similar? Because I have a red light therapy box, and it has different settings, and I don't quite understand what it means. On what the different hertz mean. But now this is making more sense. It's like a different energy exchange, different agreement per se with the body and skin, right? Like it allows different frequencies to enter your body.
And the color is, honestly, we live in the world of AI, right? So I'm just dived in that. Obviously, it should be red light. And it's like, nope. So I got an argument with ChatGPT for about a week of why is blue better? And blue of a certain frequency. And it went through all the research and showed me papers, and Perplexity helped me, Manus, ChatGPT. I used four different AI things. And then in the end, it goes, do you want the part numbers for these blue LEDs? Yes, I do. Right. So with all the other research to tell me that blue was the best light for this particular case of trying to tap into these two meridians, the one on your neck and your wrist.
What does it feel like when you're wearing it?
You can't feel anything. A few people have told me it feels a little warm, and that's only because it's straight against the skin with light. So, and if there's no ventilation, it might be a little warm. But right now, I don't. The answer to all the PEMF devices, for the most part, unless they're really high energy, you don't feel anything but the results. The vast majority of people, more than 99% of people, do not feel anything. They just feel that they feel better, right? Or, their heart rate variability is better, or their sleep is better. So they're seeing the response to it, but you don't actually. And to put it in perspective is why anyone that's used the 10 units got enough energy to make your muscles contract. This is about 1,000 times less energy than a TENS unit. Now, there's not an exact correlation between electrical current and magnetic field, but roughly, as far as energy level, it's really low. And the misconception is a lot of people think bigger is better. There's only one person that says that in this industry, and he's the guy that sells big machines. So nobody else says that. And from a physics point of view, it makes sense that the magnetic field doesn't travel very far. So you'd think, hey, to get through a whole knee or through my whole body, I got to have a lot of energy, but which is true from a pure physics point of view, but people are forgetting that it resonates with the water in your body, like a pebble in a pond. Your body's electrically conductive. I just said it's going to make a small electrical current that you probably won't feel, but it's going to travel through your body that way. And magnetite. So magnetite, we've always believed that's humans do. That's what turtles and birds use for migration, right? With the North Pole, South Pole. And it's been reasonably, relatively not long ago that we discovered we have magnetite in our cells as well, just at a lot lower level. So with magnetite being your cells, picture a bunch of magnets like in a refrigerator stacked up. You can transfer the energy from magnet to magnet. That's my theory. So those are the three. And I had this conversation with this doctor yesterday, and he's like, and doctors always go there, right? They're like, what's the mechanism of action? You need to prove exactly how this works. Well, I'm like, no, I don't. I go, relief before reason if it's not hurting anybody. And I always try to, they never believe me. They're a little arrogant. I'm like, aspirin's been around for 3,000 years and you have not proven how it works. That is true of every drug as well. You have theories. And now doctors go, we know how it works, Mark. No, you don't. You do not. You have a theory. And then I always trick them, and half the doctors don't get it because they'll go, what does that have to do with medicine? I'm like, have you ever heated a slice of pizza in a microwave oven? And they go, yeah. I go, how does it work? Right? And they go, oh, now it's a trick question from rocket scientists. So they start going, I think it bounces. And actually, the doctor last night is the first one in my life that actually gave the correct answer. It's a specific frequency, which is the rotational energy of a water molecule. Which means a water molecule is theoretically spinning on its axis, causing friction. Said, you're right. That is the theory, but it's never been proven because nobody has ever photographed or videotaped a spinning water molecule because the technology does not exist. So, in Mark's opinion, it's still a theory. So, what we know in this space that most everyone will agree to is two things. One is it increases the voltage on your cells. So, it's well known that your cells have a voltage just like a car battery, and when that voltage gets low, your cells don't operate well. So basically, nutrients can't get into the cell efficiently, and you can't get the waste products out. So it recharges your cells' batteries. That's been proven. ATP is the main chemical that your cells use for food. So it has been shown to increase ATP up to 500%. So those two things, recharging your cells' batteries and providing an ample food supply, not ample, 5 times more food supply for your cells. So your body can do what it does best, which is heal itself. Now, most everyone will agree with what I just said there. Now, when you go theories beyond that and get deeper, you just open yourself up for criticism because you don't have proof or data, in my opinion. So I skip that part. And I say this all the time, even though I'm a rocket scientist, I actually don't care how it works. I'd rather help people and dogs and horses. And because I'm not going to live long, I'll be gone before you'd ever figure out exactly the mechanism's action and stuff. And it's not that important to me. It is to all the scientific paper, you know, medical guys sometimes, but I'm not sure why. Because like I said, they don't know how drugs work. They don't know how morphine works. You have theories, but you're guessing and you don't have proof on that's how the mechanism actually works.
Yeah, and they don't know why it works different for some people and other people. And so, exactly. Yeah, we could say that's a whole nother episode.
Right, exactly.
So let's talk about, let's break it down. So what can someone expect to feel while wearing it within the first hour, first week versus first 6 weeks?
Don't know. I'm still analyzing that data. What most of them have told me is in a week or so, they just feel better. With the six-week study, I can tell you one story because it's the favorite one I have so far because I'm still collecting stories from these people is one of the nurses, the main nurse that's helping with the study, she's Jamaican nurse, really quiet. And I've never seen her do this, but she came over and just kind of like pushed one of the people out of the way that I was talking to and said, "Mark, this thing is unbelievable. My mom's been wearing it for 2 weeks. She's ordering groceries. She's 83 years old. She's ordering groceries on her phone from Publix. She's never done that. She's getting her own medications delivered. She's talking and making questions and comments that I've never even heard my mother in my life talk like that, I don't think." She said, "I guess I was depressed and I didn't know it. Now I'm not." So the whole family didn't know she was depressed. Maybe she was. She's like, "Maybe I could have been." And then she goes, "I went over the other day and she was dancing in the living room playing music on her phone. And she's never known how to play music on her phone that I've ever known."
Wow. So
stuff like that is like super cool, right? Did he get that kind of feedback? But yeah.
But I can guarantee you she's not asking you how it works. She's just putting the damn thing on and she's like excited about it.
She's not asking how it works. And one guy said, "I'm having some trouble sleeping." And then he's sitting there and says, "Okay, well, don't run it before bed because it is 40 hertz. So it's going to amp you up a little bit." And then the other nurse sits there and goes, "How many joints are you smoking a day now?" He goes, "Six or eight." He goes, "Okay, so cut back to a couple joints because so now I'm going, okay, you're smoking all this pot and then you're running 40 hertz, which is amping you up. That's probably going to mess your system up a little bit. So cut back on the pot. Don't run it 2 to 3 hours before bed because it's kind of the opposite thing of what you want to do. You want to be in the delta phase, not the opposite end of the spectrum, which is gamma, which is much higher energy." But yeah, we just got anecdotal feedback so far. We've got the survey data that's showing it's statistically significant. I want to take it to the next level, right, and start measuring. Conversation I had yesterday again with another doctor. I want a red brain, green brain, okay? I want to be able to show through scans or thermal imaging or EEGs, EKGs, whatever three-letter acronym to show the brain's actually doing something different. Here is the frustration for Mark Fox. Every study I do with a doctor, 100% of them don't get finished. Ever. They're horrible businessmen. I don't know. I never get it. They'll go like, I have three people doing a sleep study for 4 years. And they're like, "We're getting great data back. Cool. Can I have some of it?" And I just never get it. So a lot of times I'm almost a little mean to him. It's like, because this guy last night wanted to do a study. I'm like, okay, can you guarantee you're going to go do it? So now we're going to do a big study with dogs and horses, but that veterinarian's on my staff now. So I hired him to make sure this crap gets done. Okay. And he's using it. So for dogs, we have it in a vest. We have a bandana or a vest that goes over their heart. The vibe.
Okay.
He's a dog rehab center in Myrtle Beach, and he's seeing 40 dogs a day on average. And he's like, "Mark, I have every PMF machine in the world. This one is the best as far as results." And he goes, "It may be because the device itself isn't necessarily better, but because you're the only one sticking it over the heart,
right,
and making it convenient." So we want to go measure. I've had a dream of a Fitbit for a dog and a horse. And real quick, technically, the reason it's hard is because Oura Rings, Fitbits, Vicario Watch, they all use light sensors into the skin. So it's bouncing off the skin. So if you can't, so we have heart rate variability, blood pressure, blood sugar, all this on this watch. But if you can't see the skin with the light, you don't really have that technology. And a horse and a dog, you have fur. So I've been trying to invent these devices, got little probes in them, almost like a dog collar thing that can get the light down to the skin. Found a French company at the largest veterinarian conference in the world last month over in Orlando. They're doing it through accelerators and gyroscopes on a small little GPS. So it's a GPS and a tracker. And we just started that study. It is super cool and exciting, the AI and the amount of software we have. So I'm monitoring on my, I'm like NORAD over here. I can see every dog that's signed up around, you know, we only have a handful of them so far, but we're going to have 100 of them here shortly. Right. And then we can do all this. It's going to be a cool offering, right? So you got an app on your phone to monitor your dog, but you're going to have a veterinarian in my company 24/7 watching for you.
Right.
We got all the AIs and the limits and everything on it, and just says, hey, you might want to check your dog here. And one of the case studies was we saw a blip in the dogs, like went in the direction of badness or something for 2 days, and asked the owner. And the owner said, wow, that's when the dog sitter was watching them. They went out of town. So he stressed out a little bit.
Wow.
So to be able to measure anxiety and stress and pain directly to a dog and a horse, I'm super excited about it because this technology has never, ever, ever been used on a horse. And we're going to be the first ones to run that study. But yeah, that part's super exciting to me, is to get more and more biofeedback to show that, try to prove that this voodoo works besides just subjective data. But when I say just subjective data, still in 2026, the gold standard, if you walk into a doctor's office for pain, is 0 to 10 on the wall, right? A 0 is happy, a 10 is crying. I'm a 9, and then you leave as a 4, and then everyone does statistical analysis on that, as opposed to looking at cytokines in the blood or in the saliva to actually measure pain. Cytokines are a direct measurement of pain. Cortisol is where I screwed up. I assumed was a direct measurement of stress, so for like PTSD. So we did a big study with dogs with cortisol to show that cortisol comes down. But what I learned the hard way afterwards, I was like looking at the data going, all the cortisol is low before we even started. So there wasn't much floor to change it, right? And then the more research I did, for whatever reason, and I assume the dogs have PTSD because they're in jail and they didn't do anything wrong, right? They're in a no-kill rescue. What I learned was people that have PTSD have low cortisol to start with. So
interesting.
Either they've drained out, right? They've drained it out of their system. They're just, or whatever. Nobody. And I've said that to a few doctors that did know that, which I didn't. So that is not a good marker to use for PTSD. Heart rate variability and sleep are much better.
Wow. You know, one of the things I really love about your products is that there is no complicated setup or apps that you need. You just put it on and it works. And I really like that. Was that a design choice based on what people struggle with? How did you come up with that thinking?
Yeah, it wasn't. There's a couple of things that were design choice. One is I didn't want an app because I wanted the Vibe to be standalone. I didn't want subscriptions because the majority of my competitors at my price point end up charging you $30 a month to use it. So that's why I have several of their products over here that don't ever get used because I don't pay for the subscription anymore, right? So yeah, the Vibe was like alphabetical, make it easy, scroll, hit play, put in your pocket. The Vega Vibe I tried to make even easier, which is an on button. You can't do anything else.
Can't get simpler than that.
Can't get simpler than an on button. You'd hope. We had a lady yesterday goes yelling at me because we didn't give her one of these. I'm like, it's in your box. And now I thought, she goes, no, it's not. I'm like, there's a divider in the box. Remove that and you'll see it. Oh, there it is. So yes, we run into that stuff a lot. But some of the stuff you can't make up. It's like,
oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. But anyway, yeah, so things are going really well. We're excited about the test data stuff that we're getting back. And we're going to keep trying to do more and more. But I don't have any I don't have any investors. You know, it's me and, it was me and the fish. But last time I talked to you, it was probably just me and the fish. And now I've got probably 10 people, and they're mostly women, in their pajamas, stuffing envelopes, answering phones and emails around the country, doing most of, they've told me, I said, I'm trying really hard not to answer emails anymore. And the whole team said, yeah, please don't. Yeah. I'm jumping in and answering stuff. And it's like, and I can't follow up because then I get hauled off to a meeting. And we, because we're getting 400 emails a day now and probably 100 phone calls, something like that, 400 or 500. And so
that's amazing, yeah. Though. That's so good. I love that. And your first production of the new product, it is sold out. So what do you think is driving this demand?
There's not a good solution for it, right? So yeah. Is there a drug-free solution for cognitive impairment? No. And it's, you, everyone sees it, right? It's the 6 o'clock drug commercials that scare the living hell out of you. This is going to have anal bleeding, death, blah, blah, blah. You don't even know what
the... Oh my God. The list is like, there's a scroll of side effects. Yes. Crazy.
And you don't even get to the end of the commercial. You don't even know what the drug is for anymore. So I think, and I hope, we've only been selling it. What did we sell it for? We started selling it. What is today? March 3rd. We started selling it February 3rd. We only sold them for a month. And then we ran out of inventory within a month. But it was like, and I hope that demand obviously continues. And I hope we keep getting more and more data that says it's working for everybody, right? Or working for the vast majority of people. Nothing's going to be 100%. Nothing in the world is. Neither are drugs. But I'll tell you, again, because the study is 100% success so far, I know people think I'm lying when I say that. So I almost want it to be 98 or 6 or something, so it sounds more believable.
Yeah, 100% sounds too good to be true, especially in this world that we're living in right now with people. There's so much noise out there. But I can feel your honesty. I can feel it. I can feel it. I know you're telling the truth.
Here's what, just about the world we live in. Here's a really weird one. Not on technology, but for the vibe, Samuel L. Jackson did 3 public service announcements for free for us. 3.
Okay.
And I can't use them because everyone in the world thinks it's AI. So we're getting slammed on social media channels of, you suck. You made up, you're cheating. You stole it. You know, you made up an AI thing of Samuel Jackson. I go, nah, it's really him. And they go, no, it's not. I can tell from his voice. It's not him. I'm like, telling you, it's the real guy that shot it in the studio. Right. And it's like, so I just like finally gave up with that fight is. So if you see one of our videos of Samuel L. Jackson, it's actually him. It's not AI. So this is one of the weird things that we live in 2026. It's like,
It's wild. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So for people hearing this and they are wanting to try one, what's the April 15th shipment reservation process and how can they get in on the order?
Just go to resona.health, the main website, resona.health, and just place the order and it'll just go in the order that they come in. We'll ship them first. We're hoping on April 15th to have a massive shipping party. I'll probably go up to North Carolina where most of the women are at and help them ship stuff, right? So, but that's it. WooCommerce is too complicated to like hold a spot at a deposit without, because then the order system isn't just set up to do that, unfortunately. And it's not a long wait. Hopefully we're 5 weeks away, right? Or 5 to 6 weeks away. So yeah, assuming the other weird world that we live in now, that Trump doesn't change the tariffs and do some other stuff, because literally where invoices used to be good for 30 days, they're good for 24 hours now because the manufacturers don't know what it's going to cost them to ship it.
Right.
Because the tariffs keep changing and changing and changing. I did that. I paid one invoice and they're like, nope, that one's invalid. We got to send you a new one. Like what? It's because of the tariffs. Right. And just the laws.
Wow.
You know, Canada's so mad at us that it's brutal to try and get our product in through customs anymore. They're angry, for rightfully so, at the U.S. It's like, and the exchange rate and everything else is bad. So, but yeah, and that's one thing we haven't grown yet, really, is just in the world that we live in. I don't think I've ever gotten this email before. This is true. Guys in Israel are trying to be a distributor. Right. So we've got them set up and they said, can we cancel today's meeting? The cruise missiles are too loud.
Wow.
They go, yes, we can move the meeting to tomorrow. Like, poor guys. Like, the cruise missiles are too loud. I'm like, God. But anyway, to answer your question, go to the website. Yeah, they'll see it. And they can go read up on it too. Right. So There's
Yeah,
pamphlets on
remind us who this is ideal for. Who is this ideal for?
anyone that's eight. I'm guessing anyone that's aging it hereditarily, they can see they could be have an issue, right? The parents did. Somebody that has parents that are starting to show cognitive decline can get it for them. And I hope, I think I'm wearing it and stuff that, and this is part of my cognitive plan is to keep inventing stuff, doing these things, running this company. So I have to get up and think hard every day. And it's hard. How to outmaneuver Zuckerberg to make, so he doesn't make you go broke, and then all the other things you got to navigate in entrepreneurship. But it's going to be for people that you know if you have a little bit, if you're not as sharp as you used to be, and you want to remain independent. I mean, some of the biggest fears in the world is burdening your kids, right? With I said that earlier. Fortunately, I don't have any kids, so I can't burden them. But just yeah, anyone that wants to think sharper, right? And get back on their game a little bit of where they were sharper than they used to be, right? So it's, I know that's not sharp, it's not a sharp answer, but that's the answer.
Okay, beautiful. Well, it's been so much fun talking to you. I know it's been a long time, so it's really good to see your face and have you back. If you could just tell listeners how to use this product when they get it and receive it, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so you can wear it. We're saying, we're telling everyone you on average, use it an hour a day. So it'll actually shut off after an hour. The battery's about 5 or 6 hours. You can wear it on the inside of your wrist. Most people like to wear it the way I'm wearing it right now on the back of your neck. In fact, I forgot it was on my neck till just now, till that last second, because I saw it in the camera, right? And you just kind of forget it's there. So it's whatever's most convenient. One of the nurses wanted it on her wrist because she had long sleeves and she was trying to process patients faster and was getting sidetracked too much with everyone asking too many questions about it, right?
Right.
So
Yeah.
she's trying to treat herself, and I can't keep up with our schedule and appointments because I'm getting 20-minute side conversations about this thing around my neck. So she moved it to her wrist. But I think most people could just do that while you're watching TV, just sitting there at your computer, walking. I tested it today, the other day, walking. It's actually a little loose. So the next version that's coming's got a little wire inside of it to make it a little stiffer. So you can shape it, because we've had a couple little old ladies say it fell off their neck when they were doing something. So it's like we're going to make it a
Right.
little more firm that way if you have a really small neck. But yeah, it's like I said, 4 or 5 times. It's some pretty exciting stuff.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for talking about it all. And for the listeners, we will have the website in the show notes for people to have easy access to so they can go check it out for themselves. Yeah, thanks again for being here. It's been so much fun talking to you.
Yeah, I don't know how if we said enough, but the name of the product is Blue Vibe, just so they can separate it from the other products. But yes, great seeing you. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in. If you're going through any type of cognitive decline, brain fog, you're forgetting where your keys are, you might want to re-listen to this episode and go check out these products. What if it changes your life? What if it works? Until next time, take care, everyone.